Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Elton John surprised Metallica on Zoom during an interview that they were doing with Howard Stern. And how about Elton gave Metallica some major props? He said, "Nothing Else Matters is one of the best songs ever written."
Okay, I mean, even if you're not an Elton John fan, I mean, the guy's an icon, he's a legend. That's high praise.
Oh, it's very high praise. You're absolutely right. So much so, this high praise brought James Hetfield to tears. And here's Elton talking about it.
I have to say, it was a no-brainer playing on this song. It's Metallica are probably, the creme de la creme of those kind of bands. You can't really define them. They're not a heavy metal band. They're a musical band. Their songs aren't just heavy metal. They're beautiful songs. And this is such a melodic song. It's f-ing great, actually.
Yeah, you see, James, first of all, tossing me cursed. Like, I just don't know why, but it just sounds even more like extreme that Elton John's dropping an F-bomb to tell you how great the song is. But you can see James Hetfield, his mind is being blown while Elton John is saying that, and he's wiping back tears from his eyes.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, Steve. It is massively high praise. Elton John is one of the greats in the music industry.
Because, I mean, I know, James Hetfield, what is he, like 50-something, probably pushing 60 or close to it? So he's been around for a while, but he's still got that kind of... I think you're in Metallica, you're still going to keep that Arrested Development mentality of being probably a young kid or like a 20-something-year-old. And never probably in a million years did he ever think that Elton John would A, know who his band was, and B, then praise his band for writing great songs.
Yeah.
He's 58.
I mean, you're absolutely right. And that at that age, as I know because he's just a couple years younger than me, you really start reflecting on your life a little bit more and appreciating when somebody of that level gives you props, because you've had success, you've had whatever, but when somebody who's somebody who came before you, somebody who was successful before you, who you wonder if you'll ever live up to as being as good as anybody who you listened to when you were a kid, that is, you said it, Steve, that's amazingly high praise. Not surprised at all James Hetfield was brought to tears. Because, Elton John's a legend before Metallica was doing anything, and to have that kind of compliment, wow. I could see that. I would have been in the same boat. I would have been like, wow, okay. I mean, we knew we were good, but whoa, really?
I think even if a random person that you never even met just says your music is a song is the greatest song you ever heard, it would still take you back. I mean, maybe not on the same level because you just don't know what their person's taste is. So you're just like, oh, cool. That's still got to mean something. But then it's someone that maybe you're a fan of or that you at least respect and that has made an incredible career out of playing music, has that kind of an opinion on you. Man, that's pretty surreal.
Yeah, and you could tell, too, when he was like, look, you can't just call him a heavy metal band. I think that really that meant something to him as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think James was like, yeah, you know what? Don't pigeonhole us. We you know, we can do a lot of stuff.
And I think the Black Album, that whole reissue is out now.
Yeah.
So if you want to hear 15,000 covers of Metallica songs from the Black Album,
you got it.
It's now available.
During the interview, Metallica performed Nothing Else Matters, and they did that live with Miley Cyrus. Miley took the lead vocals, and James, he's singing the harmony.
Good together.
Yeah, you know, there are some songs that Miley tries to do in the world of rock where you go, oy, oy, oy. But man, I love that. I loved her version.
Well, when she hits those like high notes, and I know this is going to sound stupid, but I'm full of stupid things to say, so I don't care.
Do it.
She's got such a ballsy voice.
Yeah, she does.
For someone who doesn't have those, she really puts it into you. It's like, when she's really giving it her all, it's like, okay, you're feeling that moment.
Metallica was also on Jimmy Kimmel Live to do a funny bit where they read one-star reviews of the Black Album.
The Black Album, I call it the s*** album. This is by far one of the most loathsome crimes ever committed against music.
Face it, people, this album sucks. Anybody who thinks this horrible, atrocious, self-titled Suckorama CD is worth 4 or 5 stars must be brain dead from smoking crack.
This album sucks. Sad but true. I bought this when it came out. I was horrified when I listened to it. I threw it off a bridge and watched a truck smash it.
The Black Album was the dictionary definition of a sellout. I have more respect for Michael Bolton than Metallica.
Oh, man.
Robert could at least be like, look, I didn't record that record. That wasn't me.
Oh, wow.
Also, we grabbed a little bit of the clip from Elton John doing the cover of Nothing Else Matters, the version that he did.
Oh, let's hear that.
Because he was there was like a bunch of people that are on the song from like Yo-Yo Ma and Miley Cyrus and a few others.
And I believe, was it Chad Smith?
Smith on drums, yeah, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yep.
But the song starts off, though, with Elton playing the piano, and it's pretty cool. When they first heard that, they were just like, guys, what the hell's going on with our lives? Elton John is covering one of our songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah. That's man. Yeah. And you know, I never thought of the song, you know, in the way Elton thought of it, the same. It's just a great, great song, you know, just because Metallica is who Metallica is. And it's like, you forget that, whoa, that is really a good song.
I remember when I was a kid, and I would never have given it one star. I love the Black Album, still do. But when I first heard it, because this is fresh off of them, not fresh, but this is the follow-up to Injustice for All, and that was such an aggressive, like, every song was 9 minutes long, and they were all angry, and it was just like, okay, well, what's next for Metallica? And then they came out with this very, like, you know, just big-sounding rock record, not metal record, but a rock record. And I remember my friends and I were all just like, we love this, but we're really confused, like, this is not the Metallica that we knew, but this is a damn good Metallica. This is a great record.
Yeah, at least you guys had, you know, you guys were able to accept it for that. Because some people, man, if it doesn't sound exactly the way they want it to sound, if anybody takes a step in a different direction, boy, they do not like it.
One texter
get pissed.
Did not like the Miley cover. Said it sounded like a 7-year-old 2-pack-a-day smoker, former sex worker. Meh. That's what I liked about it.
Wow. Okay.
I needed that kind of spirit in the song.
And I feel like she had some sort of throat issue, like some nodules or something, whatever they're called. And it, after that, her voice changed, and that's kind of where she got that raspiness from. So
I like the raspiness.
Yeah, I do too. It sounds phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, that was Janis Joplin had that sound. And I mean, I don't know. I think that's a great song, sound too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I liked her version.
Someone said, what's the name of the cover album again, please? I think it's just called Bunch of Band, Billion Bands Cover Metallica Songs. I think that's the name. It's actually, I think it's just the Black Reissue. Yeah.
Metallica Blacklist.
The Blacklist. That's it.
Yeah. That rolls off the tongue a little easier.
I think Bunch of Bands Cover Metallica should have been the name.
Bunch of Bands Cover Metallica.
A trillion bands covering Metallica songs.
That's it. Oh, man. A poll was done that was, and folks were asked, hey, what was the last time that you really let your hair down and had some fun? And wow, that's an interesting thing, considering, you know, we're still in a pandemic and, you know, it's tough to really let your hair down, I guess, like we used to.
I don't know when the last time is, but I do know when the next time is, and it's next Tuesday night when I go to the Showbox to see a concert.
Oh, snap!
Mark Rabia, and then take the next day off to just party with D. Ted Smith.
Nice.
So that's the next day where both bald guys are letting their hair down.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm going to one tonight.
Yeah, this is your first concert tonight?
Green Day was the first, yes. Yeah. But it's the, you know, Green Day is such a big show at a baseball stadium that this is the first time going to a show that, like, I'm used to going to. Showbox Soto to see Newfound Glory and Less Than Jake, and it's going to be, I'm probably going to cry. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be probably just weird to be around that many people.
Yeah. I'm so excited, though.
Yeah, the average answer was about 3 weeks ago. That's where people said they finally let their hair down a little bit. And Danny, that's the number one thing people want to do. I mean, that's where they feel like they're getting wild, and that's listening to music.
Okay, and what do we define as letting our hair down? Is it just going out, or is it like getting wasted, or, you know, staying up late? Like, what is letting our hair down? You know what I mean?
Because letting your hair down kind of can give you the idea that you're just kicking back and relaxing. Like, you're just, okay, the work day's done, I can relax. But for some people, going wild is what they mean by letting their hair down.
See, I would say as long as you just feel, at the end of the day, you just feel like relaxed and like you had fun, I think that that's letting your hair down for me. Like, if going to something makes me stressed out and I have to think about a lot of things, it's like, that's not letting my hair down. That's more stressful than work sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because I think about like this weekend, like it was like, I was doing the wrestling thing over at Hales Palladium, which is an awesome spot. I've never been there before in Fremont. That is such a cool vibe there. But I mean, I wasn't getting wasted. I was just up until, you know, midnight hanging out with all the fellas and the ladies, just like, you know, all the wrestlers just talking and having a good time. But, you know, some people were drinking. I wasn't. But to me, it felt like I was letting my hair down because I got to enjoy a night out.
Yeah, I don't think that you need to get wasted to let your hair down.
Yeah, and Steve, I mean, you've said this is really is more of a hobby than you thinking you're going to actually get to the WWE.
Oh, no, I'm planning on breaking big.
Oh,
man.
You are?
Yeah, the WWE said they want guys that are over 40.
I stand corrected. Yeah, I do. I agree with Danny. I feel like, yeah, you getting to go out and wrestle again because you just couldn't for so long. And you know, you get your whole group of friends. I mean, it's not just you going out to a thing. I mean, these are people you know and you've developed friendships with, and you didn't get to see a whole lot.
Just the wrestlers, but also the people who went to the show, because there's a lot of people that were at that show that just haven't seen in a year and a half. And it was awesome getting to see them again in the crowd. Even if they were flipping me off, I still felt the love.
Oh, of course. So, yeah, I guess, and, you know, going to concerts just missed the top 10 of this list when they asked people. Going to concerts came in at number 11. So listening to music, though, number one, I guess you just don't have to go to a concert for that. You can just probably just blast your own stereo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Number two is me, no doubt about it, going out for food.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Going out or just getting an even takeout.
See, takeout we could do during the pandemic. So to me,
okay, I see that.
Yeah, you know, but yeah, you're right. I mean, that was the way I would let my hair down is if somebody prepared food for me. Either way, though, Steve, like I didn't have to put anything together at all. Even me, all I do is throw in the microwave. So it's not a whole lot that I got to do.
So where was the last place you went out to eat?
Oh, I think it was probably. Ah, man. I think it was Mia Posto on Mercer Island, or there was, I never name this great Mexican place up in Everett, and I can never remember the
name. Taco Bell.
No, it was not Taco Bell. That I would remember.
Taco Time.
Yes, it was not Taco Time either. This was a full, you know, family owned kind of joint.
Chipotle.
Chipotle. You got it. That's it. Yeah, I don't know the name of it. Now my friend's going to make fun
Qdoba.
Of me. Because he tells me every time, you got it, Qdoba. Yeah, and I recently did number three on this list, and it's a weekend trip. You just go somewhere for the weekend.
Where'd you go?
I went to Bremerton.
Did you see Danny skateboarding?
I did not see Danny. I was looking for him, too.
I was there all weekend.
I would have had to go outside. I mean, some of the finest weather we had, I was indoors playing games. So, you know, because I didn't want to go to Penny Arcade Expo, which is what I normally do during that weekend. Mm-hmm. But so a lot of us that felt the same way and said, nah, we're not ready to go back to big crowds yet. So we all got together in our little circle of crowd, if you will. And but that was a weekend trip. I did that.
Yeah, we keep toying with the idea of going somewhere in Washington. And the place that I always just think about and want to go back to is Leavenworth. I love Leavenworth. So it's whether it's wintertime or summertime, that place is legit. Obviously, I think summer and wintertime is way more fun because of the Christmas stuff. And but man, just going there and eating pretzels.
Yeah, and of course, you know, Oktoberfest is for maybe, a lot younger, Steve. You know, because I feel like people just like to go to Oktoberfest.
I went there once for an Oktoberfest, never again.
Yeah.
And not because of anything they did wrong. It was just way too much alcohol.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a crazy time for my wife and I. We went with some friends. People were just partying way too hard. It was just a lot of vomiting. I'm good. I'm good without going to Leavenworth.
Yeah. Yeah, for Oktoberfest. Yeah, you don't need that. Yeah.
Any other time is fine.
It is funny. I know. It's a whole different experience in Leavenworth for Oktoberfest. It seems family friendly or really beautiful any other time of year, but Oktoberfest is just okay, man. Everyone's getting after it.
All right, so we have some texts to see if they figured out which Mexican restaurant you went to, BJ.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, was it the New Mexicans?
I don't believe so.
I heard good stuff about that place.
Somebody said family owned and it's amazingly good.
Yeah.
Oh, I say, all right, I'm going to have to tell my buddy about that because it's close to 4th Avenue or 4th Street. I forget. I don't even know what street.
All right, next guess. Yes. El Paraiso.
Paraíso.
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 And maybe.
Okay, how about Tampico?
Ooh, that could be it too.
Or Taco Book.
You know, if my buddy Josh is listening, he can tell me if, in fact, it's one of those places.
Avocados?
No, it wasn't avocados.
Mimos. Mimos is a lot of spots.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Yeah, I used to stop at the one in Tacoma when I used to go to band practice.
Nemo's?
Mimos.
Like with an N?
Yeah, with M, like Mary.
Oh, Mimos. Ooh. Oh, see, man, none of those, I mean, maybe. God, I can't believe I don't know the name.
El Nopal?
I've been there, huh?
El Nopal?
I don't even know what you just said.
That means the cactus in Spanish.
Oh, well. I'm
looking on 4th Avenue, see if I can.
You know, every single one we say, you're like, it might have been that one.
Sabor Oaxaca?
Oh, yeah, it was definitely that.
Ah, man. I don't know.
Do you guys have, like, these really incredible, like, delicious, like, kind of greasy-looking tacos?
Oh, no, I didn't have those. They got good bean dip. And they got a fun staff. Like the staff really is very, very engaging. No matter what you're talking about, they're able to throw some good talk at you.
What about Taqueria El Rinconcito?
El Rinconcito.
Ooh. Oh, maybe?
El Rinconcito kind of has this vibe of like a fast food joint, but it's like real Mexican food as opposed to like your crunchy tacos. You get like your street tacos, but it's a very fast foodie vibe.
If I tell you more about it, you're going to remember that. Maybe. That's what it was.
No. Well, no, yeah, she's done a good job because she's described places that I don't think I've been to.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Well, now we know there's a lot of good Mexican food restaurants in Everett.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So. Yeah, man, I don't know where it is. I mean, I know well. Yeah,
well, I think your friend Josh lets us know before the show is over.
Josh lets us know what the name of it is. Yeah, it's good food.
Was it Brooklyn Brothers Pizza?
That's what it was. Yeah, that's it.
That's right.
Woo! We have
great
a winner.
Mexican food there.
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay. There's a woman that showed up to her sister's job interview. Why? Well, to beat her up. That's why. Yeah, and we have the audio. And as you can imagine, it's crazy. You're going to hear it at 8:20 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. There's a crazy video being shared online of a woman that showed up to her sister's job interview and started beating her up.
Dude, the video is insane because, like, at first I'm like, okay, well, this has to be just completely like a fabricated thing. But then you watch, and if it was fabricated, man, they really laid in those punches because she was like beating the ever living snot out of her sister.
And you got to wonder, like, okay, why is this happening? I mean, and yeah, the video is just nuts. You're right, Steve. She's wailing on her. And why? Why is this happening? Well, it's because she found out her sister was sleeping with her husband. That's why.
So most importantly, though, like, did the sister get the job?
That's what I want to know. Like, do you
hire that? What if that's the person that you're like, you know what? This is a formality. We just want to meet you, but the job is yours. And then after you say that, all of a sudden in walks the sister and just like puts a colossal beat down, a smackdown on her, you know, to quote a wrestling thing.
Wow.
Do you go back and be like, yeah, we kind of changed our mind.
Man, dude, that's nuts. I mean, that is just, wow. And again, is this stuff that's just now happening? And because we have video, you know, this is why we're seeing it, but it's always happened? Or is this never happened before and people are just going crazier? I don't know.
I think this is an isolated incident, but I think it probably has happened before we've had cell phone technology that can film stuff. I don't think it's just like, you know, this is going to be a frequent thing that happens. If it does, I sure as hell hope people continue to film it because it's a fascinating watch. But you got to think about just like the whole thing leading up to it. The sister had to show up to that workplace. I'd imagine they had like a front desk, barreled through that.
Yeah.
And then walked around the halls until she found her sister, who thankfully was being interviewed inside of an office that had a glass door or a glass wall so you could see. There's a lot of factors that had to be involved.
Yeah. And a good job for the employee, Phil, you know, recording all that. That's
imagine
important.
Being at work and that's what, wow. Like, imagine being here and all of a sudden someone comes in just to beat the crap out of that person because of an affair. Oh my gosh, best day of work ever.
And rather than, you know, and that one person's like, I am not going to get in the middle of this, but I will record this.
Yeah, I mean, that's not your coworker. She's beating up a person being interviewed. So that's you really have no loyalty to this person.
You're not part of the team yet. Oh, man.
But now you are.
I feel like that would end the interview. I feel like, wow, you know, I'm afraid we're gonna keep interviewing people. Okay.
Do you send a thank you note to that person after the interview? Like, hey, thanks for interviewing me. Sorry about my sister.
Yeah.
Everything's good.
Wow. Man. And you are sleeping with her husband. I mean, I feel like, you know, you can't really blame the other sister for that. You know, you find out your husband's banging your sister. I mean, what do you want?
Yeah, I feel like that's going to probably bring out the absolute worst in you, more so than if it was just like a friend or a coworker. Like, of course, you're going to be mad that you find out like your significant other's having an affair, and you're going to be like, so mad, I want to take it out on the person I'm having an affair with. But when it's your actual family, I think that goes to a whole other level of anger.
I can't. I mean, how much hate do you have? Or I mean, I just can't imagine doing that to any one of my siblings.
No.
You know what I mean? Sleeping with their spouse or girlfriend. I don't understand how it gets to that. Like, what kind of person just hates their family member that much that that's what they're going to do?
It's bad enough if it was like a boyfriend-girlfriend situation or whatever, but to be married, that's like that's taking it to the extreme.
That's next level. I've been mad at my siblings, no doubt about it. But still, that to me is just, oh man, you just don't go there. You don't do that.
Because typically I'm never on the side of defense of like when someone like has an affair, like I never think about like, oh, I should be mad at the person they had sex with, because like, well, you know what? Like they don't know the backstory. Like, why are you getting mad at that person? You should be getting mad at the person that you're in a relationship with.
Yeah.
But in this situation, that's your family. So they do know the backstory and they do know what's going on, and they still took advantage of that.
Do you think the husband got an equal whooping? I mean, if this woman is able to throw down, do you think that, you know, he was first and then she went for the sister?
Well, hopefully he called his front desk and said, hey, don't let my wife in.
Yeah. And hopefully we can get that employee to record that fight as well. Because, look, I mean, you know, for our enjoyment, we got to see how these all go down.
Texture has a great point. They should have had the interview, should have continued after that. And then the interviewer should have said, now tell us a time you had to overcome a challenge at work.
I'm looking at the tweets because it was posted on Twitter, and someone's like, as you can see, I can keep my cool under high pressure situations. I'm able to stay focused and power through adverse situations. So when can I expect a start date?
That's a good point. I mean, if she still like gets up and continues the interview, all right. I mean, that's a plus on her side.
Someone said they should hire the sister who won the fight.
Yeah, clearly your sister is the better of the two in the family. Oh man, dude!
I would. That would be like the greatest day ever at work. Because I remember one time I was at a job and it was like an ugly divorce going on between a guy that we worked with and his wife, and all of a sudden the cops showed up to like do something. I don't know what was going on, but we were all just like, "What the hell is happening?" Like, this felt like it was something out of like a television show.
Yeah. That kind of business. I mean, it's great for the people in the workplace to go, look at this. What kind of drama's unfolding? Oh, but it's embarrassing.
How fast can we make popcorn? That's my question.
Right? Can you guys hold off for a second? I have a power bar in the other room. I kind of want to take it. I'm taking my break right now. I want to watch this.
Yeah.
I've only been witness to something like that, and it wasn't at work. It was at a private poker game, and the boss and I got along, even though I was the worst worker. But he seemed to like my personality and always would invite me to his poker games, even though I was like one of his worst employees. But man, when his wife found out that not only was he banging the woman in charge of the front desk, but also embezzling from the company with that same woman from the front desk, that poker table got flipped. It was I was losing, so I didn't care.
Right.
But it was epic. The chips and everything went flying everywhere. That is still I still have it in my brain, and it's got to be over 35 years ago.
That's amazing.
Happened.
I don't think I've ever been anywhere where somebody came in like a ball of fire to take it out on like someone for an affair or something along those lines.
And now I'm sitting there and I'm like, yeah, wow, dude, and we didn't know anything about this. I mean, because we had basically grilled everybody on the way out the door because, hey, as you know, the whole evening was over at that point. And we're like, did anybody know he was involved in anything like this? Mm-hmm. And they were like, well, we suspected he was banging the chick, but we didn't know about the embezzling. You know, that was the real shocker for all of us. And I'm like, whoa, you know, everybody says I'm a bad employee because I got a big mouth and I order too much dog food. But you know what? Damn it. I mean, I'm not stealing from the company.
Yeah, I feel like you could have recovered from the affair part, but you can't recover from the embezzlement part.
Yeah, I mean, she really, yeah. And, you know, it was really, you know, what was surprising? He wasn't employed there much longer. I don't know
how
that happened.
I was going to say, yeah. I mean, I think that they probably would have been like, hey, Can you stop banging coworkers? But the other part is like, you're stealing from us.
Well, you know, I'll tell you this. It seems to be a thing in retail because when I went to work for the clothing store, it was the same thing. The manager was stealing from the company. The same kind of thing. This time he was banging somebody in the men's department, so he wasn't actually doing anybody at the front desk. But it was the same situation, and I'm like, I wonder how many store managers at these retail establishments are skimming dough. And blaming it on just, you know, well, you know how that is, people stealing from us, or, you know, the employees are stealing from us. I wonder how often that happens, that it's actually high-ranking management people.
Do you know this texture says, talk about crazy things that happen at work? It said, years ago, I worked at a pizza place. We had a new guy start. 2 weeks later, FBI and local police came into our store and arrested him. Ooh. He was wanted for murder in California.
Oh, man. And you don't know what kind of murder. See, that would scare me. Like, was it a deserved murder? Like, you know, he was
like a
hanging with
a defense thing, or
yeah, or was he hanging with a rough crowd that only murdered each other? You know, or as opposed to random murder? You know, because there's different, like the mob usually goes after people in the mob. You know, they're their own people,
right?
You know, they're in their own business,
right? Or was he a serial killer, or like just
that's you know, Green River style? That's what I, you know, that. So I mean, I want to know that because I want to know the guy I was working next to. Damn, dude. A murderer. I don't think I ever worked with a murderer before.
Wait, we have. Gary. Gotcha.
Oh, you guys. Oh, did you get me?
Yep.
Did you? Yeah.
Mr. Ridgway.
Well, if you call me by my formal name, sure, I think it's okay then.
Yeah. Well, remember that was like a whole thing when Gary Ridgway did get busted and they interviewed like his coworkers and a lot of them were like, not that surprised. We did nickname him Green River Gary.
Oh, man. That's the thing, is they nicknamed him half of that name of what he's called, knowing that you're actually nicknaming the right guy, that he's acting exactly how you'd expect to act.
People suspected it. I don't know if they, like, legit suspected it, or it was just like he gives off that vibe, like he was, and I don't know what the whole backstory was, but people were, like, in his office allegedly joking about, like, him being the Green River Killer, not realizing he actually was the Green River Killer.
Wow. See, I got to remember that because I would be the kind of guy to come up with those nicknames. And I don't want to actually come up with a nickname to make fun of a dude who's actually the dude doing all the killing. You know what I mean? Because I could be the next one with with a shovel to the head.
Someone said I worked at a doghouse in Whidbey Island and my prep cook's girlfriend stormed into the kitchen and attacked him over certain microphone activities from another woman.
Oh.
Later, I worked with the other woman. She told me there were 7 guys involved that night. I missed a hell of a party.
Whoa.
It sounds like the doghouse is a fun spot.
It does.
Wait. Now, 7 other guys involved in the microphone activity or 7 other guys involved in
some kind of activity?
Wow. 7 guys and this chick.
Well, I mean, she's probably part of, like, you know, the committee that makes people at work feel welcome.
Does it make it better when you realize, okay, my husband wasn't the only one? You know, he wasn't the only one welcome.
I don't think it makes it better.
BJ. Actually, I think it kind of makes it worse, BJ.
Does it make it worse? I don't know. I'm trying to figure out, like, you know, how I would be if it was, you know, if that was the case. It's like, oh, wait, he was servicing everybody, not just you? Huh.
It makes it worse, but it also makes for a better story later on when you get past that, all of it. You know, at some point, you hope that you can mentally, like, kind of move on. You meet somebody else who's better and treats you better, so you're just like, okay, I'm cool. And then you can look back on it and be like, not only was she doing it to one guy, but there were 7 guys that night.
I don't know how I would feel about giving that, being, you know, given that opportunity. You know, if all of a sudden,
being
like,
one of the 7?
Yeah, and like, what if I'm number 7? You know what I mean? I feel like she, you know, she's just going to be done. You know, I'm not going to get the best performance. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, you know, like if you have to do 7 shows in a row. I mean, I don't know. Some people say the last show is the more exciting show. Like Danny, you got Green Day, probably one of their best shows might have been that one because they did the last performance.
Yeah, so, but if a comedian has to do a show, like 7 shows in one night.
Yeah, you're not going to get his
best.
That
last set is probably going to be the sloppiest.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Might forget a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. How do you do it? Like, does it go by size order and height? Or like, do you have to draw straws and the shortest straw goes first?
Maybe you take a number. I don't know. Like, well, those little number taking machines and, you know, if they call your number and you miss out, you don't get it. You're like, are you kidding me? I was just in the bathroom. I'm number 5. Too late. Number 5. You're out.
Do you play rock, paper, scissors while she's like taking care of one guy and be like, okay, who's next?
Or maybe it's not rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
maybe. Yeah. No, too soon? Okay, fine. These are important questions that were never covered in the story.
And if you're number one, like, are you like, are you going home after, before like they get, they, before she gets to number five?
Yeah, or, I'm getting out of there.
Right? Like, when you think like, okay, I'm gonna go.
Now wait a second. So,
oh wait, I'd be there to cheer on everyone else.
Well, if I have to wait for you and hang in the room, I think then you got to suffer and wait for me. I mean,
Needs to be any kind of code when it comes to this.
Well, there's got to be a code. If you're gonna get to go number one and be the first one, that's already like pole position, as it were. You know what I'm saying? You're already in a good spot.
Like in wrestling or even music, like sometimes like if the first band goes on and then packs up their gear and leaves, it's kind of frowned upon.
Yeah. Yes.
And if you're going number one, that's a whole different thumbnail.
I'm not clicking on that.
And wow. I just assumed it was like a battle royale situation.
Oh. So like King of the Hill kind of a thing? Like you pushing guy off to get to...
Yeah, it's like, okay, my turn to fight. If you will.
Wow, I feel like she could get injured though if people are basically just trying to storm the castle.
I mean, like you're nice about it, but it's like now it's my turn to go up against this person. Mm. Like in a, like I'm thinking a wrestling match. It's like I'm going to fight you now.
Like I'm tagging this guy in.
Yeah. So
before the pin happens.
Yeah.
I think the pin should happen before you have anyone else wrestle.
I'm just basing this off of thumbnails.
Okay.
I see it more as like in the world of wrestling, like a gauntlet match. She has to defeat one person, and then the next person comes in for that match.
Oh.
Defeat that person, and so on and so forth. I don't think you should be a free-for-all. It shouldn't be like a battle royal.
She really is the champion at the end of all of it, so...
I mean, need some mouthwash. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing, too. I hadn't even... I don't know if I want to go seven. No, never mind. You know what? I think I'm just going to stay home.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's the best thing for me.
I mean, really, like, the one, like, probably number two or three would be, like, the least pressure situation.
Yeah, but, yeah. Yeah. Well, congratulations to everybody involved.
Sounds like a fun place to work.
Yeah. It's not open anymore, unfortunately.
Oh, dang it.
I wanted to go.
Pour one out for the homie.
Yeah.
The doghouse.
On Friday, Steve did get this one wrong.
No, what president is on the dime?
Washington.
No.
Roosevelt.
More specific.
Theodore.
No!
Oh, yeah, buddy. Franklin. You miss Franklin, which I know you wanted to be Freddie, but that would have been wrong, too.
That's my nickname for him.
Good old Freddie Franklin. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs. We'll do that at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.